This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony today, and the word that's coming to me is, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. He's with you now. He's with you in what you're experiencing. He's with you, but not only is he with you, he's for you, and he's going to get you through. That's the lie of the devil. This is going to break you. Oh, no, no, it's a lie. He's going to get you through one day at a time as you trust in him. Don't listen to the lies of the devil. You've sinned enough, you're not going to be forgiven. That's from Satan himself. You've sinned enough, and you need to go to confession. That's what you need to do. Not hearing the word from the no good. You've done it for the last time, and there's no forgiveness for you. That's a lie from hell. That's a lie from hell. Don't listen to hell. Listen to heaven. Listen to Jesus. Jesus makes heaven heaven. Where Jesus is, heaven and drops of heaven on the earth are here. Jesus is with us today. Drops of heaven are falling upon you today. Drops of heaven are falling upon Anthony, who's in the North End today. Drops of heaven. So receive them, Anthony, and receive them, people, and receive them, Father Tom. Hi, Anthony.
I receive every drop of heaven. Father, we pray everyone who's listening in the name of Jesus, that the windows of heaven are open over their life, that a tidal wave of God's glory begins to flow over them, that the river of God wells up within them. Out of your innermost being will flow rivers and rivers of living water. And you know what is in the river? It is motion. Where there is motion, there is life. Where there is no motion, there is death. But the Holy Spirit takes you from glory to glory with Jesus Christ. All you need to do is his will at that moment. The will of God makes you holy. The will of God makes you pure. The will of God makes you die to yourself so that you can live for Jesus Christ. For I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you a future and a hope. God already has a plan that far exceeds your plan, but you got to correspond with the grace. What is the Lord calling you to do tonight? Yesterday at the prayer meeting, the Lord said, I'm going to give each and every person one person to call and tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ. It may not be the person you want to call. You know, if you call them, it's going to open up drama for you. But the Lord Jesus wants you to call one person today and release the kingdom of God. As Father was talking about the shadow of death, the Lord took me to the book of James. My brother, count it all as joy when you face various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect, complete, and lacking nothing. So when we go through these trials, when we're walking through the shadow of death, we count it all as joy because it is a gift from God that we are able to trust in God and be patient in the Lord's will. Why? So that you can be complete, full, and lacking nothing. That is the Lord's plan for your life, that you are complete, perfect, and lacking nothing. St. Paul already tells us in Ephesians that we are blessed in the heavenly realm with every spiritual grace. It's already in you. The Lord is just taking you through trials and tribulations so that you trust him, so he can get it out of you.
Amen. And the Lord says, I will be with you always, even until the end of time. Not only will he be with you, In John 20, it says, I am in you.
Oh.
I am in you. The Holy Spirit is in you tonight, now, this moment. And he's going to get you through this trial. Oh, we all have trials and tribulations. That's part of life. But I know my Redeemer lives. And he's going to see me through these trials and tribulations. Oh, sometimes they're money trials and tribulations. He's going to see me through them. Be generous. Tithe your money, even though you don't have much. He's going to see us through whatever we need today. You are sick. Well, I tell you, your sickness is not unto death. Your sickness will be healed now in the name of Jesus by the blood he shed at Calvary. Your sickness is not unto death. You need to witness people. You need to witness to people. You need to tell people about the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't wait for Father Tom to do it. You go and do it today. That's your vocation as a Christian. When I was 21 years old, I heard the gospel. Maybe for the first time. Maybe other times I was sleeping. But I heard the gospel about Jesus, that he wanted me to give him my whole self and that he would lead me. I would be led if I surrendered to him. You know, that's still true today. You will be led if you surrender to him. And you know what begins to happen? People start coming into your life. People that don't know Jesus from a cord of wood. And what do you do with it? Oh, I tell you, I do it. I tell them about Jesus, about wonderful Lord Jesus, how he gave his life for them, and how he rose from the dead, and that he has plans for them. Do you know he has plans for you today? Your life is not ended, okay? You've gone through a traumatic experience. I will not tell you you didn't. You've gone through a traumatic experience. But the Word of God says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. He's with you today. Oh, he's with you today. And not only is he with you, he's for you. When you see him face to face, you're going to see all the times when he was with you and for you. You're going to see that when you felt desolate, that he had his hands on your head. Oh, yes, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. I have been in the valley of the shadow of death many times. Oh, many times. But his word is, I am with you. That's his word. You're not going to go it alone. I am your Lord. I think of what he said. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble of heart. What's the yoke? There's two openings. One for you and one for Jesus. He is the one that leads in the movement of the animals. But it's not animals, it's me. My head is in one place. Jesus is in the other place. Oh, take my yoke upon you. Not your yoke, not even my yoke, but the Lord's yoke. And learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart. Oh, I will not bang down the door. I will not bang down the door. I knock at the door, waiting for you to open the door. I will not bang it down. I just knock, and I wait for you to open the door for me. It's all about you. The ball is in your court. What are you going to do as he's knocking on the door of your heart?
And within us, we have many doors for within our soul. We have a room as a son, a room as a father, a room for our finances, a room for our childhood trauma. And Jesus wants to come into every room within your soul, bring light into darkness, bring order into the disorder, bring trust into doubt, bring health into disease. The Lord Jesus, wherever the Holy Spirit is, there is life. In all of creation, all of you and all of creation, respond to the word of God. It was amazing. As Father was just preaching, I have him on my phone, and I put the phone on speaker. And all these birds, little birds, just came, and they were gathering around me. And they were listening to Father Tom preach the word of God. Because the word of God has power. It is active. It is alive. It never comes back void. And if the word of God is the only thing we're speaking out of our mouth, we will create heaven on earth. God has given us the power of life and death in the tongue. But so many people, they are speaking curses over their life instead of releasing life into creation, life into their destiny, life into their circumstances. The reason why Jesus cannot anoint people with his power, because his gifts come without reproach. So once the Lord puts a power on you, it's going to be there. But will you use your tongue for the power to create life or the power to destroy as you gossip and complain and curse? Lord says, no, my child. What you speak will come to pass. What you believe will come to manifest. Believe in me. Trust in me. Love in me. And all things will work together for the good.
Poor me. How many times have we said it? Poor me. No. Rich you. Rich me. Jesus lives in our hearts by faith and grace. Rich me. Rich you. No pa. No poor. Rich. I'm rich in the name of Jesus. Might not have much money, but I'm rich in the name of Jesus. I have enough money to do what I need to do. But it's not about money. It's about Jesus. How I need him when I wake up in the morning. How I need him as I sleep. How I need him when the day begins. How I need him when I come to the microphone with Anthony. How I need him after I leave you and do something else. I am desperate for Jesus. I need him in every part of my life. And guess what? He comes. He knows. I'm impotent apart from Jesus. I've got nothing to give. I am desperate for Jesus. And guess what happens? He comes. Oh, he comes. Whether you feel it or not, he comes. He says, I will never leave you orphaned. You are not an orphan. You are a child of God, bought with the blood of the Lamb. You are not an orphan. You are a child of God, bought with the blood of the Lamb and filled with the Holy Spirit of Pentecost. Know who you are today. A child of God. You see, I'm a priest of God, but first I'm a child of God. I am a child of God needing the daddy, needing the Savior, needing the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm a child of God. Hallelujah. Are you a child of God? I can make you one right now. Jesus said, the one who believes in me will come to me, and he will bring me into his heart. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Forgive my sins, Lord Jesus. Fill me with the Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus. I surrender, Lord Jesus. Oh, come, Lord Jesus. I am desperate for you. And you want to know what? I personally am desperate for Jesus. And he always comes. He comes on invitation. Your being is not too bad. Your being is not too dark. Your being is not too black. He comes on invitation. But do we invite? Do we have an RSVP for the Lord Jesus Christ? RSVP. You receive Sifu Pla. You receive Sifu Pla. It's time to receive the Word of God. It's time to get off the pity pot. And it's time to praise the Lord and do something today that only a Christian can do. I don't feel it. Well, I'm going to tell you, if I depended upon my feelings, I would never be at this microphone. I would never be at the microphone. I do not depend upon my feelings. I depend upon Jesus. I depend upon the Word of God. I depend upon the church that He established. I am His. You are His. He is yours. He is mine. It's all about Jesus. Today, tell Him, I surrender. Just tell Him, I'm desperate, Jesus. I surrender. I need your power. I need Pentecost. I need the Holy Spirit. I need to live in victory. I surrender, Lord Jesus.
And you surrender not only with your mouth, but with your heart. You want to give the Lord the first fruits of your life. You don't want to give the Lord scraps. The Lord's, in the book of Psalms, it says, the Bible says, honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruit of all your increase. So your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. See, there's a principle of first fruit, that when we surrender to the Lord Jesus, we give Him the first fruit of everything we have. So the first moment we wake up, we give the Lord the first 5 minutes of our day. We don't scroll on our phone. We don't go on Instagram. Mm. I know someone, they say the Our Father as soon as they wake up. What you do in the first 5 minutes of the day is more important than what you do in the next 2 hours, because it commands and it sets your day. We give the Lord the first fruits of everything, of our finances. Are we taking our paycheck and we're paying our bills, going out to dinner, buying new clothes, and then we go to church and we throw a 20 in the box? No. Whatever we left over, we give to God. That is disordered. The Lord said, give me your first fruits. So here's what you do. 10% goes to the Lord. Back in the day, it was the first fruits of their harvest. Imagine if they ate the most ripe tomatoes, ate the most perfect lambs, and they threw the Lord the ones, their leftover food, their leftover lambs. Whatever they had left, they gave it to the Lord. That is not how we live as Christians. As a Christian, we give the Lord our first fruit, and our vats will overflow. Not only in our finances, but in our hearts. Because there's a lot of people the Lord lets have a lot of money, but they have no peace in their heart. Because peace only comes from the Lord. So this is what you do. You take 10% out. If you make $500 a week, you take $50. If you make $1,000, you take out $100. If you make $2,000, you take out $200. The Lord says you give in proportion to what you make. And you take 10% out before you do anything. And then you adjust your budget accordingly. And the first fruit, the best you have, belongs to God. And watch what God will do. He will do more with the 90% that you give Him 10 than the 100% that you keep for yourself. When I learned this principle of first fruit, it was hard, but as I gave to God, He increased. Because when you live by God's principles, there can be nothing but God results. There is multiplication. Today, will you change your life for Jesus Christ and do what the Word of God says and give the first fruits of your time, of your talent, and your treasure, and you see what the Word of God returns in your life?
We've been doing that with radio. First fruits go to people. We take 10% of what we get and send it to the needy. I've been doing it for years. I've never been in want. I've been doing it for years. More than 10%. God is a giver, and I am a child of God. I want to be what he is, a giver, a giver, a giver. Oh, yes, we're on the radio giving you the Word of God. Oh, yes, God's Word is being delivered to you today. We give you the Word of God. Are you allowing that Word to touch your heart? Oh, he's talking about money. It's much more than money. But I'm going to tell you about money. When we started this ministry, I sent them a letter out many, many years ago. We were going to be on radio. I got thousands of dollars from my friends. And I had to make a decision. Do I use all this money for radio? Or do I take 10% and give it away to the ministries of Jesus? I took 10%, gave it to the ministries of Jesus, and we've been on, I believe, 41 years. You see, it's not about taking it all. It's about giving. God so loved the world that he gave us Jesus. I'm a son of God. I'm a giver. Oh, I resent when people get the basket for money and don't come to me. I resent it. I want to give because Jesus said, give and you will receive. Pressed down, shaken together, running over into the folds of your garment. I'm a giver. I'm a giver. Anthony's a giver. We're all about giving. We're all about giving. But those who give also receive.
Amen. And listen, it's really not about money. It's about the will of God. See, when you give the Lord your wallet, it is easy for you to give him your life. I don't know why that is, but it's a spiritual principle. When I came to the Lord, before he taught me how to pray, fast, preach, he taught me how to give. And when I surrendered to the Lord my money, everything else kind of fell in order. It is very easy. We can't do the will of God in everything except giving to the Lord, right? Because what I do with my wallet, I'm going to be accountable for at the end of my life. It doesn't help God to give. It helps us. God is the king of the kingdom. He owns everything, right? And so we don't own anything. We just steward what God gives us to us. And as we steward well what he gives us, he increases. But we don't own anything. In a kingdom, the king owns everything. I have this car for 5 years and someone else will have it. I live in this house for 15 years and then someone else will have it. Nothing will grow you in faith more than giving your finances because of how necessary money is in this world. But the Lord says, trust me and I will do it for you. Again, we need to give the Lord the first fruits of all of our life. We don't take our paycheck and we pay our bills, we go out to dinner, we buy some new clothes, and then we throw a $20 bill in the box at church. That is not the order of the kingdom of God, right? And God tells us to speak the truth in love. You don't give to this ministry, you grow, you sow where you grow. But I want to see you free. I want to see you free because when you give the Lord over your finances, there's such a freedom that comes upon your life. And then when you have that money set aside, that this is the Lord's money, sometimes he may tell you to give to the church. Sometimes he may tell you to give to the poor, but you do it all in the name of Jesus. The book of Ecclesiastes says money solves all things. See, money is nothing but a tool to release the kingdom of God. I want to make more money so I can pour more money back into the kingdom. And 10%, that's just our tithes. You can give much more. We do offerings.
Yes.
But you cannot. Father, how many times have you ever been able to outgive God?
Never, never, never. You cannot outgive God. God so loved the world that he gave us Jesus, the infinite Jesus Christ. And we as givers are what we're called to be. A giver of the Word of God. A giver of my money, a giver of my time, a giver of my talent. We're called to be givers. We are children of God. Father is a giver. His children are givers. Oh, not only takers. Oh, I get people that just want to take. Take, 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 take. No, 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 no. Give, 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 give. And you will multiply. God will multiply things as you give. God will do it. And he will do it speedily. But you've got to make up your mind. that you're a giver. You're a giver.
If God cannot get something through you, he cannot increase what he wants to give you. Imagine if he gave Father Tom the gift of healing the sick, and Father never gave that out and prayed for anyone.
That would be terrible. That would be terrible. What gift has God given you? Are you using it? Are you using the gift that God has given you? If not, it's going to rot. Oh, God has given you money. Are you using it for the kingdom of God? God has given you health. Are you using it for the kingdom of God? God has given you friends. Are you blessing them in the kingdom of God? God is a giver. Are you a giver? I'm his child. I'm going to be like my daddy, a giver. By the grace of the living God, by the grace of Jesus Christ, God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.